Hey, that's pretty good.
Hey, that's overused.
All right.
Hi, it's Eli. I play TV Filthy Frank 2, as you all know. The greatest Netflix adaptation of all time, Chinese bootleg, Walmart exclusive, whatever you want to call it. And I don't know. Basically, I started off with a little fan film called Filthy Frank Reborn. It was just me and a couple friends fucking around one day. And now it has almost 2.5 million views. So that is where I am.
Hi.
Hi, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome to the first podcast.
My
My name
name's
is
Joe.
La Shut up, Joe. My name is
Okay.
Lars. And with me, as always, is Joe.
Hi, now is it my turn to talk? Hi,
Yep.
guys.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first podcast.
This is a rough start.
Yeah. Well, they usually are.
Lars is the domineering father that we all wish we had.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so,
Not.
go ahead.
No.
Okay. This is TV Filthy Frank 2, aka Eli, aka EGM Rolls or Rules. I don't know how that's pronounced.
Just EGM rules.
Okay. He's apparently the second doctor of Filthy Franks, I guess, is the best way to put that. He's carrying the torch, as they would say.
Like I said in my little intro, it really just started off as a fan thing. It wasn't meant to be. It was just like me and my friends messing around. We wanted to do, oh, it would be funny if we like did our own Frank video. I'm not even sure if I remember what like the original idea was, but we just know we wanted to do that. And so I got my little team together. We went up to the mountains. We filmed Filthy Frank Reborn. I posted it on what used to be my second channel, which was EJM Rules 2, like a little BTS channel. And then it only had 30 subscribers. So now we went from 30 to almost 300K. And the internet is a magical place. That's all I have to say about that. Because people keep asking me, they're like, dude, how did you do it? And I'm like, I don't know. I just posted a funny little video, and everyone is calling me the next Filthy Frank. I never gave myself the title. I just was like, oh, I don't know.
Are you gonna roll with it?
I'm rolling with it. I've been rolling with it. I'm trying to take all this constructive criticism of people being like, oh, do this, do that, And I'm a hold off on the EGM rules kind of original content for a while to kind of pursue this Frank stuff more.
What were you doing before that, by the way?
Before that, I really wasn't doing much of anything. It really was just kind of every once in a while, I would post stuff on my EJM Rules YouTube channel. And, I would do little comedy bits, which were very Frank inspired from the beginning. I've always been inspired by him. He's an important guy as far as kind of my sense of humor goes and everything. But it felt like a natural progression to kind of just see if I could take on the character. And so I kind of, renamed the channel, and I was like, oh, it'll be funny just between me and my friends, because everyone knows how, into Frank I've always been. I first got into him like 2014, 2015, so kind of peak Frank humor, if you ask me. I'm not an OG fan. I was never part of Disaster Music or anything, but I got into him kind of midway, and then he stopped making videos, and I was like, that's lame. So it didn't feel wrong to, at least I didn't think so, to kind of do my own thing, do my own vids, see if I could do my own interpretation of the character. And there's obviously a lot of things that I can't do with the character as a white man in 2019,
Yeah, the times have changed a little.
Times have changed a lot. I wouldn't even say a little. There's such a difference between 2015 and 2019 that it just feels impossible to do a good chunk of the things that Mr. Joji was able to pull off as his character, you know? Yeah. And so there's all these little 12-year-old edgelords that are like, oh, you gotta say the N-word, man. You gotta say the N-word. That's an integral part of the character. And I'm just like, nope.
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to get blacklisted for the rest of your life or something.
Exactly. I'm a 20 fucking year old man. Like, I have somewhat of a future ahead of me. Hopefully, I don't want to jinx myself,
somewhat of a future.
Yep. You know, even if that's being a homeless man, at least I want to be known as the homeless man who wasn't known for saying the N word on the internet. You know what I mean? So yeah. I'm just, you know, there's a lot of people that expect a lot of things out of this. And I, as far as my personal and political beliefs, there's just a lot of things that I'm not going to do as this character. And so I'm hoping that people understand that. And I'm hoping that people, you know, respect kind of my take on the character. And I hope people understand that it's not me just copying Frank verbatim and that it is kind of my own interpretation of it. And it's not, you know, an original thing. So there's leeway for change. And, you know, but all of that is difficult. And I'm sure you guys understand that.
Yeah. That was a hell of an answer to the question, how did this all get started, by the way? Thank you for that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry for rambling, but...
Please ramble. Time to shine. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Do you have any ideas for, like, any cake ideas?
As far as, you know what, my number two comments I see are, say the N-word, and the other one is, when is there going to be a cake video? So those are the two. Yeah. The first one, no, I will not say the N-word. Mm-hmm. You know, and the second one is, yes, at some point we are going to do a cake video, because that is, you know, obviously kind of one of the highlights of the later Frank stuff is the three cake videos. The impossible thing about that is that it's going to be so hard to top Hair Cake. Hair Cake is single-handedly one of the most disgusting videos on YouTube, you know, that I have ever seen, and nothing beats it. And I'm just like, that is going to be impossible to top. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I have a lot of ideas, but I am genuinely worried that people aren't going to like it.
Somebody in the chat is suggesting Poop Cake.
God. See, that's what I'm saying. They've done Piss Cake. They've done Hair Cake, right? Like, Human Cake had so much shit in it, but it didn't have actual shit in it.
Yeah. Should we do a recap of what Hair Cake is? Like, if it's not obvious enough for anyone listening?
Well, it's iDubbbz, Max Mofo, and original Filthy Frank making a cake with people's hair in it and then eating it.
All kinds of hair, not just head
they
hair.
They basically shave the entirety of iDubbbz' head, put it into a cake, and then they eat that cake, and it is so hard to watch. I personally don't get sick watching it, but every person I've shown it to will, like, you know, gag a little bit or something.
It makes Vomit Cake tame in comparison.
Vomit Cake is so tame compared to Hair Cake. Mm-hmm. And Human Cake isn't even that bad. I think the Human Cake itself is kind of gross, but the grossest part of that video is when they all start, like, vomiting on each other, and less so the cake itself. The Hair Cake, just looking at it, is terrible. And you can hear, like, the panic in Max's voice when he's like, oh shit, I thought that was gonna burn. Like, he was hoping the hair would, like, go away, and it doesn't. They open up the cake and it's just hair. And it's so like, you will never find a more interesting YouTube video than that. Like,
no, it was the funniest video I've ever seen on YouTube.
Probably. I don't know if I've laughed or, like, gagged harder. You know what I mean? And it's just... So to answer your question, I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm going to put in my cake. I have some terrible ideas, but a lot of them involve me probably getting horrendously sick. And, you know, I'd be willing to do that. I'd be willing to do that for a video, but
yeah.
I don't know if that would be a good idea in terms of how long would I be sick if I got sick? Like, would that land me in the hospital? You know what I mean? There's all these questions. It's like, would any of it be worth it? And, you know, in my mind, yes, I think they went to great lengths to make a lot of the Filthy Frank videos. And, you know, as the kind of unofficial successor, I have to be able to pull stuff like that off.
Yeah.
But it all boils down to all bakes down to, no pun intended. Like what do I put in it? And we'll figure it out.
Do you have a like a dollar store iDubbbz and a dollar store Max Mofo to do it with?
I have a lot of friends, not to say like, oh, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of people that I can definitely use.
Okay.
As my videos have gotten more views, I've had friends show more interest kind of naturally in participating, mm-hmm. which, you know, tends to happen with stuff like this. But, yeah, there's definitely a good chunk of people that I have at my disposal as far as people who would be willing to digest a horrendous cake with me. What people keep telling me is, hey, why don't you get the real iDubbbz and the real Max? Because I live relatively close to iDubbbz. Like, oh. he lives close to me in LA. But my answer is always no. See, I don't consider everything I'm doing to be disrespectful, but at that point, I think crossing the line and actually using people that were in the original videos would be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Like that in itself is not, at that point, I really am just stealing.
Plus it's a different dynamic. Like they're friends and, you know, you might become friends with them, but it's a different dynamic, you know,
yeah, friendship. It'd be kind of awkward.
Yeah,
exactly. What makes those set of videos interesting too is the hilarity between them all, obviously, like knowing each other and the inside jokes, and that's how Chef was spawned and all that stuff, you know what I mean? So to kind of try and forcibly recreate that wouldn't really, yeah, it wouldn't work. It would be awkward. Like, yeah, exactly. So it would make way more sense for me to just have my friends come on and not necessarily blatantly be, oh, I'm iDubbbz 2, or, well, there is an iDubbbz 2. It's a second channel.
Right,
yeah. I'm iDubbbz 3, and I'm Max Mofo 3, and, you know, whatever.
Max Mofo Digimon?
Yeah, that's actually a good idea. I will credit you guys if I end up making that.
Thank you.
That would be funny. Of course, of course.
By the way, there's a... holy shit, there's a lot of people on the recording chat right now. But if you guys want to tune into these episodes live, go to discord.t1podcast.com. Joe?
Yeah.
Joe.
What's the URL?
discord.t1podcast.com.
There are multiple people vying for Eli's attention right now in chat. We do have a live chat during the episode, so you can talk to the guests. You can say hello. You can make weird requests to them. You can ask them their opinion on boars.
For instance, Argentinian Tomas is asking how you feel about boars.
Eli? Boars.
Boars. Boars.
Like pigs?
Yeah,
like pigs.
Yeah. Not but quite boars. Pigs, but boars.
Like pigs.
So just evil pigs. They're scary. I actually, when I was in second grade, I almost got ran over by a boar. I was at some kind of like animal fair. I don't remember what the hell that was, but I remember hearing pig squealing behind me, and I turn around and this boar is just coming at me like 90 miles an hour, and there's this lady chasing after it trying to put it back in its cage or something. That is such a deep memory. That is weird that you guys brought that out of me. Thank you for that. Tomas always likes to ask.
He asks every single guest that question for some reason. I don't understand why.
Well, thank you for asking.
Okay, Joe, can you distract our guest? By the way, I have to go like put my cat away. She's making a ton of noise.
I can't hear your cat. You should just leave her in the room.
I'm not gonna. I'm gonna go move her.
So, Eli, how did you get your pink suit?
that's another common question, because I think people want to, you know, also be a knockoff Frank if possible, and I don't blame them. It's fun. The pink suit somebody bought for me on Amazon. Actually, it's not hard to find. You literally just look up pink morph suit, and the one I have actually is not the exact one that Mr. Miller had. His has a zipper on the front. Mine has a zipper on the back. The front zipper is probably so much more convenient because he can put it on and take it off himself. I always have to have one of my crew like zip me and unzip me when we're changing between characters and stuff. So it's become this joke that, like, you know, I need assistance. I'm basically a cripple on set when I'm pink guy because I can't take the damn thing off.
That sounds very Frank, by the way. That sounds very appropriate to the character.
Yeah, It's definitely fitting. The Chinchin one is also a black one. And what's nice about the black morph suit is that there are a huge amount of characters that are just a black morph suit. So, you know, I've been able to pull off like three different characters so far with just the one suit, because it was Chinchin, it was Magic Man, it was Black Friend. All three completely separate characters, but it's just the one morph suit. So the simplicity of that has made it very easy on me to have a lot of different characters so far. But sooner than later, I do need to buy more, because, you know, we've seen all the colors basically. You know, I need a white one for Salamander Man. I'm blanking on. Oh, I need a red one for Red Dick. I need a brown one for Mr. Negi. There's all these different ones. And, you know, so obviously to have all the characters, I got to have the suits, but damn, they're expensive. It's like $35 to $40 minimum. And then the shipping is usually, if it's like from Japan or something. So, you know, I don't recommend it if you're on a budget, but thankfully we do have somewhat of a budget, on my channel. So, you know, it's been nice. It's been graceful.
By the way, the chat is asking if we have a sponsorship offer yet. And yes, we are a sponsored podcast. Joe, I think we should get into that.
Well, I don't know. Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not try to make some money? That's fine, I guess. Maybe.
Have you ever thought to yourself, oh gosh, I'm paying way too much for my cell phone service?
I have.
Eli, how much are you paying for your cell phone service?
I'm paying $6 billion a month
T-Mobile.
Oh, T-Mobile in particular. Oh, we have a money-saving opportunity for you.
Oh, because Mint Mobile actually piggybacks off them.
Joe, you're sounding like a wounded animal right now. Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I guess I'm okay.
I'll take over the ad read, Joe. You seem to be floundering quite hard.
That's a good idea, Lars.
If you go to mint.t1podcast.com, you can find out what we're talking about, and that is Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile is a cell phone network that piggybacks off of T-Mobile. They buy the service in bulk and pass the savings on to you, so cell phone plans start at only $15 a month. It's ridiculously cheap.
Whoa!
Yeah.
$15 a month, not 5015.
That's way less than $60 million or whatever I'm paying.
Yeah, $6 million.
A billion or whatever.
Yeah.
That's too much. Why would you agree to pay that in the beginning, you know?
Because I love texting and calling my friends.
Doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg, Eli.
It doesn't.
That's true. You could go to mint something.
Mint.t1podcast.com. This is all sounding super scripted, by the way, but the truth is I'm a customer myself, and I was actually a customer before they sponsored us, so I knew they were legit. If you have T-Mobile, shut up, Joe.
It wasn't sounded scripting. Now it is.
If you have T-Mobile in your area, there's really no reason not to switch. It's the same great service, and it costs up to $38 a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which, I mean, you're going to save money, so you might as well do it. Mint.t1podcast.com. And no, there's no catches. There's no gimmicks or anything. The service does come 3 months at a time, which is actually, I've found, more convenient than paying every month, to be honest. It's like paying for your car insurance. It's great. I love them. Mint.t1podcast.com.
Mint.t1podcast.com.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Joe, while I take a sip of my drink, can you toss a hypothetical at our esteemed Estonian guest?
Yeah. So here's my favorite hypothetical question of all time. And
of course, yes.
What would be your useless superpower? And let me set some parameters.
Oh, and also, can you answer this one as Frank?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
So, Frank, what would be your useless superpower? This would be a superpower that could benefit you only very, very slightly, like barely a benefit, if
like
not
the ability
completely
to seduce
useless.
Hats, basically, or something like that.
Or like the ability to breathe while submerged under lava. It would do you no good.
You know,
something like that.
I just wish, I wish I could get a girlfriend. I wish, you know, besides that, and maybe something actually useless. Oh God, I don't know.
That's okay, Frank.
I'm so lonely.
Here, let me help you out. What about like the ability to be really good at a video game that nobody else plays anymore?
Or how about I could stretch my foreskin like really far out so I could hold stuff in it. You know what I mean? Like my testicles, you know what I mean? Just like a big sack so I could like use them like a bag. You know what I mean? Like I didn't have nuts. It was just empty so I could put shit in there.
You know, you're on the right track, Frank, but I think that's still marginally useful.
Damn it.
Well, that's the point of a useless superpower is like only marginally, like it doesn't really help you much. That
you
works.
Know, early okay, on, when we first
up,
started
let
doing
let
these
questions. Let him answer the question. All right.
Okay, I could only stretch it out like a couple inches so I could fit like a fetus or something in there. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you take the miscarriage out. I'll hold it for you. You keep it in there. You know what I mean?
Yep. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Hey, that's overused.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Let's get back to Eli. All right.
All right.
Ugh, that was gross. What the hell? What was he talking about?
Does that change the physical appearance of, like, after you do that, does your body get, like, really filthy?
Like, I am covered in dried semen right now, so I'm assuming that has something to do with it, yeah.
Was it a furious night of masturbation, or?
No, that was just, a lot of nasty things happen when I switch over to Frank. I don't want to get into it. It's giving me PTSD just talking about it.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
the people in the chat are complaining, by the way, about you saying that was overused. That's too bad. Oh, well,
you know what? I actually on my EJM Rules channel years ago, I made a video about, hey, that's pretty good. And how it at the time was overused. I don't think it is anymore. I think Frank was joking. But at the time, I do have a video called Every Frank Fan Ever. And it was less on the Frank fans, and it was more of just kind of this meta look on the overuse of other people's inside jokes. So if you guys want to check that out, that is my opinion on the, hey, that's pretty good. And I am pretty proud of that video. I actually like that one a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a few years old now though, but we were kidding. It's not really overused anymore. In fact, it makes me smile when people say that because it reminds me of simpler times.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it really does.
It really does. Again, that 2015 era Frank was just like, I don't know if I've been happy since then.
Oh, that's really depressing.
If we're being honest, yeah. I'm just throwing out a couple honesty, you know, I'm okay.
You're answering the questions as if your life depended on it. We appreciate it. That's great.
Yep.
Okay. Do you have any ideas for like brand, like to introduce brand new characters?
Oh,
are you
going
to stick to the original, you know, montage?
That is a great question. Here's the thing. And I'll get into a broader kind of topic based on this question. To answer the first thing, yes, I originally, or like later down the line, I do want to introduce newer characters and stuff that, you know, we come up with. But for now, I am playing it safe, and I do want to kind of reestablish all of the original characters first and get comfortable with them before introducing newer characters.
Okay.
Because there is a lot of old characters. And so, you know, we have a lot at our disposal, and I don't necessarily want to just start, you know, coming up with all these new characters before we figure out what happened to Safari Man and where's Salamander Man, and you know, so I've kind of established that in the lore already. But what I've noticed with other Frank clone channels, if that's what you want to call them, is that the reaction to original characters and original Pink Guy music, and basically anytime somebody tries to pull something original off, what I've noticed so far is the reaction is usually mixed to not good. Mm-hmm. Mixed being the best as far as people being like, oh, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And then not good being the like to dislike ratio for somebody making their own Pink Guy music being terrible. You know what I mean? And so those things, just having observed from other channels, has kind of scared me into this corner of being like, oh, you know what? I'll hold off.
And everybody knows that the best creative liberty comes from a place of fear.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm scared, and I don't want people to be mad at me. So, mm-hmm. But in all honesty, I just, from kind of a creative personal standpoint, I also don't want to do that quite yet. I just do want to kind of, you know, establish myself as the original characters first and have my own take on them, spin on them, whatever you want to call it. And then once I'm comfortable with all that, then maybe I'll be down to, you know, do that. But specifically the Pink Guy music is something that I am actually working on. I won't say too much on that because I do have a big project in mind that I don't want to spoil the surprise for.
Okay.
But I am working on some like Pink Guy type music. But the reason I haven't really done anything with it yet is, yeah, because I've seen other people do that. I've seen there's another Frank 2 channel that like has his own Pink Guy music, and the like to dislike ratio is just awful, and the comments are mean, and I'm just like, ugh. Like, you know, I'm not saying I'm not confident in my abilities. I'm just saying if that is going to be the reaction, I'm a wait down the line until, you know, the channel has kind of figured itself out more, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
By the way, a couple people in the chat have mentioned a certain someone, and we might actually let someone come on to ask a question live.
Sure.
If you have a mic, go ahead and type 5 in the chat. All right, there we go. Long John Silver.
All right.
Hooray!
You're welcome. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for letting me join, Lars and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Eli, for making Filthy Frank 2. It's amazing.
You're welcome. Thank you for the support. I appreciate it.
Anyway, so my question is, what is your opinion on the whole drama with you and Lotus?
What? Who's Lotus? I don't know who that is. You know, people keep bringing that up. I just have no idea. Like, is that people like a flower? You want me to respond some kind of flower or something?
No, mate. It's she's a YouTuber. She's also a Filthy Frank clone. And basically, she made a ranting video about you and shit, I think.
You're telling me there's a female Filthy Frank?
That doesn't make sense. You must be mistaken, Schlong.
Yeah, what? That what? You know what? It come sounds on. Like you're making something up, man.
Schlong, I'm really disappointed in you as a
you
person.
Come on the podcast and, come on. And you make our guest very
Schlong. I mean, I got another question, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Ask, please.
Actually, I can't remember. Fuck.
All right.
Well, damn it, Schlong.
Let's just get some more of that instrument that you have, if that's okay.
All right. Then,
yeah,
okay.
Play me some of those sweet, sexy tunes.
Thanks, Schlong.
You're welcome.
I think, by the way, that was the podcast equivalent of leaving someone on red when it comes to his response. I really appreciated that. Joe.
Yes.
Did you prepare any questions for this, or are we just kind of like flying by the seat of our pants?
Oh, we're riffing. Oh, we're improvising, boys.
I've asked some of the questions that I've prepared already. I didn't write them down, but they're in my noggin.
Okay. I do have a question for you, and this is a question I have for... I'll just say it, like, you kind of have a gimmick going on here. For guests that we have that are kind of going for a specific thing, it's probably not something you want to do when you're 70, obviously, so I'm curious, what do you want to do creatively? Where do you want your career to go with that?
Well, in case this was part of your question, if, like, when I would stop doing the Frank videos, the question is, I have no idea. Mr. Miller did them for 6 years. That's a long time. 2011 to 2017. I don't know if I physically and mentally would be able to pull that off. Just based on these past couple months dealing with it, it's a lot to handle, especially because I've never really dealt with this much people before or these kinds of people before. You know, it's a very... polarizing fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's I've basically kind of adopted them. I've taken all of these lovely degenerates under my wing, whether I chose to or not. And it's if I'm being honest, it's pretty difficult. It's not, I wouldn't say it's not fun. It's definitely fun, and I love doing it, and I love all of the heartfelt nice comments people send me, like, oh my god, thank you so much, or you know, this made me cry, blah blah blah, all the nostalgia. I get all these beautiful comments. Mm-hmm. I get hundreds of DMs on my Instagram saying all this nice stuff, and it's really cool. All of it's cool, but there is just kind of this nasty side to it, and I can definitely see why Joji kind of would dismiss or not interact with the fan base. And I personally am not, I don't have the same mentality. I really do think that interaction with the fans is really important. And I love talking with the majority of everyone. And, you know, it's really nice. But he went about it a different way. And I think that is part of the reason he was able to do it for so long. He really never interacted with the fans. And I think that kind of allowed him to just do what he wanted to do and when he wanted to do it. And I am at less of a liberty of that, if that's how you were to phrase that. You know, it's hard. And we'll see. I don't know. I plan on doing it for as long as I can. But if I really do need to quit, I will. And I'll wrap up. You know, I'm not planning on just ending the series wherever. I do want to wrap it up in the kind of a nice way. But if I ever need to rush that, I probably will. But again, this is all hypothetical. I'm not saying any of this is true. Again, I love talking with the fans. I love the interaction. I appreciate the support, everything. But we all are well aware that Joji had to stop because of like psychological and physical issues that he was having from the videos. And yeah. So if I were to keep that up, then, you know, that would be hard to do.
How big do you want to get? Like, how many subscribers would you like to have? Like, obviously, Frank had like six and seven million or something. Like, do you want all of his, or would you be happy with only 1 million? Or like, have you thought about it?
Or a billion?
That's not something I really care about. I don't care about the subs. I don't care about the likes or anything. It really is from kind of I don't know. A place of passion. Like, I love these videos. I love these characters, and I want to do something with them. I don't monetize the videos. I'm not making money off of them. I really am just, you know, I take my paychecks from work. I work two jobs and I throw them towards the videos. I'm just like, all right, let's make this as good as we can make it. I'm just glad with the response. I'm really glad that people are liking them. You know, the sub count is cool. And I've jokingly used it as like an argument when, you know, having beef with people, like, oh, well, my subs are more. But it's all ironic. I really am not the type to care about that. I mean, my EGM Rules channel was sitting on 120 subs for 10 years. I had that channel. But I would always make videos. It wasn't about mm-hmm. It wasn't about the subs for me ever. It was about the reaction. I like making videos on that channel because I like making my friends laugh. I like putting out the Frank stuff because it makes people excited for more Frank stuff. And the best comment that I got, like, based on that was this woman saying, mm-hmm. I never actually heard of Filthy Frank until Joji. She found out about Filthy Frank the opposite way, like through Joji's more serious music, as opposed to knowing Frank and then knowing Joji. And so she said, it's really cool that you're doing this because it makes me feel like I'm a part of something, like something that doesn't really exist anymore. And that comment to me is just the reason why I want to keep doing this. I'm just like, I am helping people with this kind of sense of community and nostalgia that Joji was able to do through his original characters. And so, you know, some people might see it as morally correct to be acting as these characters, but if the majority of people are enjoying them, I don't see an issue with it. You know what I mean? And especially because I'm not trying to like gain anything from it. I really am just doing these because I like doing them. If I was like some influencer, you know, money mongering a-hole, then I would see where people are coming from. But I'm not like, oh, you know, go like and subscribe, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
You get 2.5 million views and then you're like, everyone buy my merchandise.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the reason I'm hesitant to even do stuff like that. People keep telling me, oh, you got to make merch. Oh, you got to you should put up ads, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I'm just like, no, that's not what this is about. I'm really not trying to do that.
Oh, quick question that's related to this, by the way. And you've been really honest. So I feel like you'll probably have an honest take for this as well. If Joji himself like publicly expressed disapproval of this at some point, like, would you stop or would you continue?
Of course I'd stop. They're his characters. There's no reason for me to continue if he doesn't approve of it, because all of this is based off of him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Joji went out tomorrow and tweeted, hey, @EJM Rules, like, I don't think you should keep doing this. You know, this is my IP. Then I'd be like, okay. And then I would stop making the videos. Mm-hmm. But until then, I don't think he's ever going to comment on it because he wants nothing to do with Frank or the fan base. You know what I mean? And
what if going the other way, he was like, hey, I want to be in one of your videos, and the two Franks meet each other. Like, what would be your reaction?
I would win life. that would be the end goal. I would instantly ascend to heaven and shake hands with God before returning back down to the mortal realm to make a video with Koji. Yeah. That would be best case scenario. But again, I doubt that will ever happen.
And then if he wanted to do that, but the only condition was like you need to eat hair cake, would you still do it?
Oh, I would have to. I would have to. That would when else would you get the opportunity to eat hair cake with your hero? You know what I mean? I mean,
when you put it that way,
yeah. You know, at that point, I'd have to. But yeah, if he wanted to. That would be a miracle. That would be insane. And I think it would be hilarious because it would just prove that I was, I guess, the best in quotations out of all the Frank clones. You know what I mean? If he were to actually reach out to me and, you know, be like, hey, I want to do this with you.
You were the best like no one ever was. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, to catch them is my real test, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. I've been meaning to wedge this in, by the way, but someone's been raring to ask another live question. I just want to make sure, because he just jumped on his mic for this.
Sure.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say, Eli.
Yeah?
Do you ever plan on doing another video like Deadly Twister, since they never did a third one?
Yes. That's a very common question. Deadly Twister 3 is definitely something that we can pull off. It's easier, in my opinion, than the next cake video would be. mutilating my hands is pretty easy as compared to digesting my own shit or something. So we'll see. But yeah, Deadly Twister 3 is definitely going to happen at some point. I don't know when. Probably this summer when a lot of my friends are back in town and we're able to set that up somewhere. But I have some cool ideas for Deadly Twister 3. I definitely would like to do that. So good question. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. I feel like the budget for that wouldn't be very high, honestly.
No, and I work in an area next to a toy store. I could easily go over there and buy Twister and then do, I don't know, whatever else we're going to put on top of that. Mm-hmm. Not difficult.
Thank you, Spaghetto. Thank you for being a little bit more organized than Long Schlong.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, now shut up.
Of course. Although I am missing the lack of an instrument in this live question, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that is kind of disappointing. There was no noisemaker. Oh, well. Okay, so I'm going to ask a question which kind of, it's kind of an amalgamation of the question, a question that a bunch of people have had over the last couple days since we announced the episode's going to be happening, which is, it's going to sound basic, but obviously there's a process here. How do you get into this? Like, how do you become Frank? Because that's something with a very particular voice and a very particular mannerism about him. Like, what's that like?
I've been waiting to ask this too. Like, do you channel Frank? Like, does his spirit envelop your spirit as your?
And please answer this as Frank.
You know what? It's not that hard. There's a science to it. What you do is you gotta watch my old videos from like 2012, 2011. I don't know if you've heard of this shitty little channel called Disaster Music. But basically, I used to talk like this. I used to talk like this. I used to say, you know what, there's this shit. There was filthy shit everywhere. There was just shit. And so what you do is, you know, you add the rasp on top of that. You know what I mean? You get a little throat cancer going. You get a little AIDS. You get a little Ebola. You throw that all, mix it in a pot. I drink the whole thing. Gets my throat going. You know, but in all seriousness, it really is what people try to do, and it's really obnoxious. Like, not to sound mean, but
people will always just try to do the rasp over their own voice. Mm-hmm. And what it really is like an accent. You have to nail the original voice first. There was just shit. There was filthy shit. And you rasp over that. Because what people end up sounding like is a lot of these knockoff, like fellow knockoffs, where it just sounds like they're just kind of like screaming. I don't know. There's only a select few that I would say really sound like Frank, but for the most part, it really is just somebody just, oh, this is my Frank voice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It not to sound like a nerd about it, but it really is about mastering the original voice and then enveloping that into the newer voice. You really have to kind of see that development. And so what I would do is I would watch those videos. You know what I mean? I would go back and kind of just like really study. Yeah, I put way too much thought into this, basically. Like there was a stupid amount of thought, like preemptive thought process that went into these videos. And so, you know, I would, you know, do all the faces and I would, you know, basically try to just embody that as best I could. And so it really is not, when people say it's an impression, like sure, but it really requires a lot of method acting. Mm-hmm. And method acting is my favorite kind of acting. And I think that's part of the reason it was kind of easy for me to kind of embody the character. You know, Heath Ledger's Joker is like the best example of that. Like he would just be Joker everywhere, offset, onset, whenever. But it was really physically hard for him to pull that off. So it's very similar with Frank. You know, you have to really embody that. And then, you know, just practice makes perfect. So there was a stupid amount of thought that went into kind of the recreation of this. And again, because I have so much respect for the character, you know, imitation is the greatest form of flattery, or however the saying goes. And so my goal was to embody that and be a physical manifestation of that saying. And, you know, because I wanted the videos to be good. I didn't want, you know, if the impersonation isn't good, then the videos aren't going to be good. If the characters aren't well acted, some of these guys don't even bother to put the glasses on. I'm like, the glasses are like such a, you know, iconic part of the character. They grab a blue button down shirt and they're like, ah, that's it. Whatever. It's just, it's the little details that matter to me. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know if anyone's noticed, but I love hiding little Easter eggs in all the videos too. Every frame I try to, that isn't just kind of a basic one, I try to hide something that adds to the story or, you know, hints at something more, you know what I mean? So again, a stupid amount of thought goes into this. That's all I can say, is like I care way too much about this. But again, I want people to enjoy these, and I think caring this much is the only way to, you know, get the videos as good as they are. And I hope people notice that. And I think people have noticed that, because again, going back to just like, how the hell did I get 2.5 million views? I never in a million years thought I would have made a video with that many views. But I'm hoping that kind of the crazy amount of thought process and planning is the result of that. And if not, then maybe I just care too much and I need to relax. But either way, I'm glad that people enjoy them.
I think what basically in summation you're saying, practice, obsession, and paying attention to the small details.
Yeah, small details, again, are really important. And again, I think a lot of people are doing is they're just trying to do it. They're just copying. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I don't watch too many of the other knockoff ones because I personally just can't stand them, which is probably how they feel about me. You know, I don't blame them for, you know, thinking that my impersonation is shit. It really does boil down to this kind of nerd level of appreciation for Frank. And, he really did shape my sense of humor, especially in high school. In high school, like, my humor was way just edgy, and I was probably one of the fans that Joji didn't like. You know what I mean? I was like part of the problem. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's funny because that's how I view a lot of these kind of knockoff Frank channels, is just kind of they really only think that the edge is the important part, and it's not. I think, again, the small details are the important things, and kind of the thought process and blah, blah, blah. Everything I've already said a million times.
Yeah. Well, no, I think people appreciate you going into detail about that. By the way, now that we've gotten through most of the meat of the questions,
yeah,
I think it's time to awkwardly segue into our final sponsor, Joe.
Oh
boy.
I think that's a good idea.
Hey, Frank, have you ever heard of NordVPN?
I sure haven't, but it sounds fucking cool, man.
Yeah, NordVPN is a virtual private network that protects you from the cancers of the modern 2019 internet. What are some of those, Joe?
You ever go to Starbucks and there's like a creepy guy that's hacking into your shit, but you don't want him to? NordVPN.
Yeah, you see Watch Dogs 2 in real life and he shows up and he's like, I'm going to hack your shit. What can you do about that?
NordVPN.
NordVPN.
It's going to protect you from hackers. Or you ever go to the airport to look at luggage and after you're done, you look at, you're on your computer, you're looking at more luggage and there's a creepy guy across from you and he's hacking into your shit.
You just said the hacking one already.
Yeah, but this time you're at the airport looking at bags.
Well, let's say that you're at the airport and it's kind of like sketchy, like you're not sure if they're collecting your data or something.
Yeah. Or let's say that you think your internet service provider's throttling your internet connection because you've been looking at too many luggages on the computer.
Which they are.
So you download NordVPN. It's going to make it so that they can't see what you're doing. It's going to mask your identity, basically.
Basically, it's the condom for your internet access.
The condom for the modern internet connection. The modern woman needs a modern condom.
As gross as that sounds, it's a perfect metaphor for that. Now, if you wanted access to a high-quality VPN, Frank, how much do you think that would cost per month?
Frank? Eli.
Eli, we can't hear you.
Eli, we can't...
Ah, oh, shit. Calm down, Joe.
Okay, how's that?
Oh, wait.
Oh, good. Okay. Sorry for all the questions about luggage.
We thought you died.
You like to travel, Eli?
Oh, I love traveling. Wanderlust.
You have a favorite place that you like to travel? I guess I'm talking to Frank right now.
I love going to Chernobyl. I like seeing all the people with tumors. I laugh at them.
Uh-huh. And, you have like a favorite bag that you like to bring with you?
Of my little Urban Outfitters tote bag with full of my Joji vinyl records.
By the way, Eli.
Yes.
My audio went out and I did not capture my own audio by
accident.
That's
hilarious, Joe. You make this joke every episode. It's always hilarious when you say
except,
that.
Except this time it's not a joke. I really did lose my audio.
We have Craig recording this anyway.
And we weren't recording the whole time.
Oh, well, we got to start the show over.
Darn it.
All right, let's move on.
Anyway. Eli, is there anything else that we didn't really get to that you've been like really raring to talk about?
You know what? We covered almost everything. I've rambled a lot about how insane I am about the details. I talked about how the knockoffs are all stinky. I talked about myself and my personal channel, right? I talked about how cool VPNs and phone networks are. I talked about my gaping anus. Did I talk about that at all?
No,
but you know what we didn't finish the ad read, Joe. We actually didn't give him any of the information.
Oh, yeah.
Nord.
Right,
Nord.t1podcast.com.
Nord.t1podcast.com. And Frank, what's the name of this show?
This is the first podcast, and you guys are tuning in, and we are talking about VPN condoms.
Yeah,
that's right. And the first podcast is also the checkout code at the checkout.
All words, all one word. And if you want to get NordVPN for as low as $3 a month, I mean, it's ridiculously cheap to protect
now,
your internet.
Back to your gaping asshole.
Whoa, what? I didn't say that.
All right.
We have literal audio evidence that you did.
No. What? That was probably prank. I don't know what you're saying.
I guess that is what you said. Okay.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
So we normally have the guests start the show, and, someone wants to give one last question. Hold on, let me unmute him.
Okay.
Well done on that ad right there. Great work.
What?
Anyway, I have a few questions, actually. I didn't know it was going to be this short.
Well, we only have time for one.
Only have time for one. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Make it count.
He's floundering again.
Eli vlogs when?
Eli vlogs, actually, you know what? I actually was thinking about doing that. I was thinking about turning my old channel into like a Joji Vlogs 2 as like an April Fool's joke, but we missed April. So I will probably just do that as a joke eventually, and I will do a LA version of Joji Vlogs instead of the New York or Japan versions. So that is a good question because I was actually planning on it.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Long Shlong, for kind of redeeming yourself at the end there. I think that's going to do it, Joe. Should we sign things off?
Sure.
Oh, wait, no. How can people go ahead and check your stuff out, by the way?
Who, me?
Who
me? Yeah. Who me? You can find most of all of my social medias if you just type in EJMRULZ. I have Twitter, Instagram. I make music every once in a while on SoundCloud. I have a stupid channel called TV Filthy Frank 2. It's very small. Nobody really knows about it yet. So if you guys want to go check those out, I do a really awful impersonation of this character called Filthy Frank. And yeah, so if you guys want to check out any of my stuff, hit me up. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Wow,
and we normally have the guests also close out the episode, so if you have any ending remarks, now would be the time to give them.
Well, guys, I just want to say this was wonderful. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry about my audio being so stupid, but you know what? Fine. Technical difficulties happen because not everyone lives in Los Angeles, as I recently found out. And you know what?
Wait, they don't?
Where are you guys from? Where are you guys from?
Orange County.
LA. Oh, for real?
Well, yeah, Orange County.
Oh, we should like
LA, greater LA area.
We should like meet up sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that'd be cool. What are you?
You're kind of weird. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know,
what are you doing tonight?
Tonight I have work. Damn it.
Oh, we'll be in touch.
Okay.